Torah is greater than both kahuna and malchus. Shahamalchus nicknames b'shloishim malos. Malchus is acquired with 30 milos. These are the 30 milos enumerated by Shmuel Hanavi. As in the time of Shmuel, Klai Yisrael asked for a melech, and Shmuel Hanavi went ahead and enumerated the 30 milos of a melech as is found in Sefer Shmuel. And connected to the 30 milos are 30 dinim, which involve a melech, which are found in Masechet Sanhedrin. Kahuna be'esim v'arba, and kahuna has 24 milos. Those are the 24 minus kuna that Kerbarch was mezaket to the Kohanim. 10 in the Beit HaMikdash, 4 in Yerushalayim, and 10 in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Ba'atorah nicknames ba'arbam u'shmona dvarim. While the Torah is acquired with the following 48 things, so therefore, the Torah, which needs 48 things, is greater than Malchus and Kahuna. B'Talmud. The first of the 48 is that you need to learn b'hasmada b'shmia ta'ozen. You have to be ready to listen to your rabbi and to those that are bigger chachamim than yourself. B'arichas b'sayim. You have to be ready to chazer your limud again and again, as the Torah is easily forgotten. But b'binat ha'lev. You have to learn with havana. You can't learn just to be yosei. You have to learn and try to understand what you're learning. B'sichlas ha'lev. You have to learn with seichel. In order to understand the depths of the Torah, that requires a lot of seichel. The Torah cannot be learned just b'shitchias on the surface. B'ema, you have to have fear of your rabban. B'yira, you need yira shamayim. B'anava, you need modesty. As modesty is essential to acquire limud haTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one that was makabel the Torah in Har Sinai, the Torah tells us that Ish Moshe, Anav Ma'od, Moshe Rabbeinu was extremely modest, and the Torah is compared to mayim, just like water does not stay in a makom gavoa, in a high place, instead it flows down to a low place. So too, the Torah is similar to that. The Torah only stays with somebody whose daito is shvela, who has shiflas hadas, who's very modest. B'simcha. The Torah has to be learned b'simcha, as all mitzvahs have to be done with simcha. As the Torah said, tachat ha'shalo avadata ha'shem elokecha b'simcha u'betov lei merov kol. The person has to be oved Hashem b'simcha. And certainly, limud haTorah, which is equal to all the mitzvahs, has to be done b'simcha. B'shimesh chachamim. You have to be mishamish and to serve Talmidei Chachamim. As Chazal tell us, gadol shimusha yoser min limuda. Serving Talmidei Chachamim is even more essential than learning from Talmidei Chachamim. B'diktik haver. You have to be medactic in every word in the Torah together with your haver. As when you learn yourself, it's very difficult to be medactic in every word. So therefore, you have to learn together with others. Uba pilpul ha-talmidim. The Torah is also acquired together with pilpul ha-talmidim. When your talmidim ask you kashas and you're forced to answer them, that's called pilpul. And how you do that, you understand the Torah much better. B'yishuv, you have to have yishuv adas, tranquility when you learn Torah. B'mikra, you have to learn the 24 Sifrei HaKodesh. B'mishnah, you have to be a baki in the Shisha Sifrei Mishnah. B'miyat shema, you have to be satisfied with a minimal amount of sleep. Even though certainly a person has to sleep the amount that he needs, but a person should not sleep any more than that. As sleeping brings you to aslus, to laziness, and so too it takes away from the time you have for limud haTorah. B'miyat sicha, you have to minimize the amount of time you talk to others. As your talking should be in limud haTorah, not in other things. As we learn out from the pasuk of the Dibartem Bam, your dibur should be in Torah, not in other things. B'miyat tainut, you have to minimize the amount of tainug that you have. As you should keep the tainug that you have for Shabbos, not for during the week. The week should be set aside for limud haTorah. On Shabbos, that is the time for tainug. B'miyat tzchok, a person has to minimize the amount of time he spent in tzchok, in laughter and gaiety, as even though a little bit of tzchok is good, even in limud haTorah, as Chazal tell us, that you have to be masculine limud haTorah, but mili de b'dichusa, with a bit of light talk. But that should be kept at a very, very minimum. As tzchok and kalas rosh, margilin, as adam, le'erva, so therefore, a small amount of mili b'dichusa, that is all that you need for limud haTorah. Any more than that takes you away from limud haTorah. But miyat derech eretz, you have to minimize the amount of time you spend in derech eretz and parnasa. Be'erech apayim, you have to be very slow to anger. As Chazal tell us, anybody who gets angry, if he's a chacham, chachmaso mitzalekes mimeno is chachma lizen. Be'lev tov, you have to have a lev tov where you're not jealous of others and you don't have sinna of others. Then you have plenty of room in your lev
believe in the Torah.
The emuna chachamim. You have to have emuna in the chachamim. That even when the chachamim say things in the Gemara which you don't understand, you have to be totally on it, on your mi'at sichlo, that you yourself do not have the sichlo to understand, and not chas v'shalom to think that the chachamim are not saying correctly, uve kabbalas hayisurim. You have to be ready to be makabel yisurim, to be makabel affliction. As a karabachu sometimes brings yisurim on tzadikim, yisurim shal ava, yisurim of ava. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to maximize the amount of heart that Tzadikim have in Olam Haba, and therefore brings on them Yisurim in Olam Hazeh, and a person has to be ready to be makabel the Yisurim b'simcha, as the only way you get chav is the Yisurim, if you are makabel them b'simcha. The Mishnah continues to enumerate the 48 things that are needed to acquire Torah. You have to know your place. You have to know your ma'alos mechasronis, and not to try to say over your sfaris in front of people that are bigger chachamim than yourself. You have to be satisfied and happy with your lot. Since you're happy with what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you, you don't spend time in trying to acquire more wealth. You have to make a fence around your words, meaning to say you have to be very medactic with your words so that a mechshol and a tov should not come out from what you're saying. You cannot be machzik tova for yourself. You cannot think how great I am that I'm learning Torah. As we have found earlier in this Masechta, that it says that if you learn a lot of Torah, you should not think you're so great, because lekach notzarta, that's why you were created, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in the world to learn Torah. So why do you think you're so great if you're learning Torah? That's the whole reason you're in the world in the first place. Ahok. You have to be loved by others. As if others love you, that's a simen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. As we have found earlier, kosher ruach habriyas nocha imenu, ruach hamakom nocha imenu. Ohev es hamakom. You have to have Avat Hashem. And if you love Hashem, you love His Torah, so you'll learn with Cheshek. Ohev es Habriyos. You have to love others and be makar them to Torah. Ohev es Hatzdakos. You have to love giving tzedakah and to do maisei tzedek, to do proper things. Ohev es Hatzochachos. You have to love when other people rebuke you. Ohev es Hamisharim. You have to love doing varim yisharim, to go on the right path. Misrachek mina kavod. You have to distance yourself from kavod, as the Torah brings you kavod, but only if you don't look for it. You have to distance yourself from it, and then the kavod will come the mele by itself. Velo megis libo betamudo. You should not become arrogant and conceited in your learning, as you should not think that you have learned a lot and you're smarter than all your friends. As once you become a god slave, you'll forget all your learning anyway, so you have nothing to be arrogant about. You should not be happy when a sock comes into your hands. As it's very easy to make a mistake when it comes to paskening a halacha. So therefore, you should not be happy when you have to pasken. And that way, you'll pasken the yish of hadas. You'll take your time in giving the sock so you won't make a mistake. No say ba'al in chaveru. You have to be mishtatev with the tsar of your friend. When your friend is bitsar, you should feel that you yourself are bitsar. This mida we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was raised in the house of Melech Paro, still, when he saw that Klai Yisrael was the tsar, he went ahead and was mishtatef in their tsar by going with them to the Avodah. So we see that a person has to put himself together with his friend when his friend is in tsar, even though he himself is not the tsar. Kriyo lakavschus. When you see your friend do something that could be interpreted either to the good or to the bad, you should interpret it to the good, as you have to be don kod on lakavschus. Mamido ala emet. If you see your friend is saying something which is not emet, you should tell him the emet. Mamido ala shalom. If you see a machlokes, you should try to bring shalom. Mitziyase libo betamudo. When you learn your Gemara, you should do so beyishav halei. You should learn it in a way that will find acceptance to others. You should learn it clearly so that when you explain it to others, it will be clear. Shoal umeshav. When you ask, you shouldn't ask just to ask without wanting to hear an answer. Instead, you should only ask if you want to hear the tshuva from your Rebbe. Shomea u'moser. When you hear the tshuva, the response from your Rebbe, you should be moser from what your Rebbe is saying to show that you understand what he is answering you. Halomed amenach lolamed. You have to learn with the das that you want to teach others. V'halomed amenach lasos. You have to learn al das that you want to do, and you should be mekayim what you're learning. Hamachkim es rabo. You have to be machkim your Rebbe. Then when you learn from your Rebbe, you should ask him questions making him be ma'ayin, and to put more thought into the Gemara, and that way your Rebbe will become even a bigger chacham. That when you hear two things from your Rebbe, that's an apparent contradiction, you should try to be miyashiv the two things so that they won't contradict each other. When you hear a Dvar Torah from somebody and you want to say it over to somebody else, you should say it over in the name of the person who taught it to you. Halamadita. Chazal learned. Shekol Omer Dabar B'Shem Omro. Maybe Geula Lo'olam. Anybody who says over something in the name of the person that told them this Dabar will bring Geula to the world. Shenemar. Batoimer Esther Lamelach B'Shem Mordechai. Esther told over to the Melech what she heard from Mordechai. She said it over in the name of Mordechai. And through Esther, Geula came to Klai Yisrael. So we see that if you say over a Dvar Torah to somebody else in the name of the person that taught it to you, that will bring Geula to the world.